Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another version of Flock and Gather. It's your host, Alan Scher. I run the Spa Industry Association with, I don't know, about 80,000 members these days around the globe. And I love every one of them. And one of our most fun vendor partners is on the line with me today, although we're going to do this as audio too today, so it's a little bit different. But Aditya Satchel, she runs Satchel Global Travel and Wellness. Hello, my friend. How are you on the East Coast?
Hey, Alan. Thank you very much for having me. The weather is quite nice here, so I'm doing great, right?
Well, it's nice from where you guys have been. Like, we forget you. Okay, it's still a little chilly there. So you're dressed up and you look fantastic. And I'm in Phoenix and it's 80 degrees and I'm wearing shorts and a short sleeve shirt. Go figure, right?
That's right. I'm wearing a sweater, I know.
I know, but it looks good on you. So I think it's perfect. So, you almost feel like spring is coming in the DC area, because it was so weird how this whole storm system, this world, it whipped through the entire United States, except for South Florida and South Arizona, where I'm living. How is that happens?
I don't know. You know, we are here experiencing a lot of snow lately, which people are not happy about, right? But, you know, I guess we do what we need to do with all of this, right? Weather. You guys have problems. We have other problems here on the East Coast, right?
I know, but I hope you have warmth and sunshine and all good things coming to you soon, okay?
Thank you. I really hope so. We need it. We are desperate for it, you know?
I know you are. Well, look what happened to Texas too. So it's crazy. And I'm glad that we're getting back on a better track with that as well.
I know.
Okay, so it's so appropriate we're talking to you today, because, I mean, I know people are going to see this on video, but if they're listening on tape, we're doing this as we approach March, and the world is kind of opening back up. They're talking about the numbers falling dramatically, and you're in the travel business, and so many of my conversations are about travel today. So it's so appropriate that we're talking, because, you know, in our industry, people who said, no way, I'm not going on there, everybody wants to travel again. Are you hearing the same thing?
I have to tell you, very funny thing you ask, because I'm being approached by beauty industry conferences, asking me, Aditya, we are trying to get our folks ready to travel. How can we do it? And I see it across of this different industries, which includes also the beauty industry. And people are, I don't want to say desperate to travel, they're just exhausted, you know, sitting at home, spending too much time with their family. They want to now go and see and spend more time with their friends.
Well, I'm lucky. The woman who's put up with me for 35 years, God bless her, hasn't kicked me to the garage yet. So I'm still, but I've worked from home for 10 years. So this is not anything new. Plus, I'm in the front left corner of the house and she's in the back right corner of the house, and everything seems to be working fine at the minute. But what are you hearing? Like, well, let me tell you what I'm hearing from spa directors and folks in our industry. And frankly, I just got off the phone with a friend of mine, and she's in our industry, and the girls are headed for a weekend getaway at a water springs about an hour and a half from here. So a month ago, she would have never said anything about that. But all of a sudden, everybody's going out. And we know a lot of this is because people are getting vaccinated. The numbers are dropping. I just heard a doctor from Johns Hopkins, just north of you, right, who said they expect full herd immunity by mid or late April. And I think that's months earlier than people would have expected. And they're starting to feel good right up here in the head, aren't they, about this happening?
Correct. That's what I see too. And that's what I hear too. And sort of experience even firsthand, because friends, family are, you know, they started to travel and they talk about airports. They talk about, you know, what's going on there. Some, you know, they see more and more people. And you know what? I want to say rightfully so, if you up to it, why not? I traveled intensively during COVID last year and everything was fine for me.
Honestly, we didn't travel a lot, but in June, we went up to Minneapolis for 8 days. I mean, we did all the precautions. Everyone wore a mask. Is it important in travel? People should still be wearing masks. It doesn't matter that you got the shot and the booster, right? You still wear a mask.
You should still wear a mask, absolutely. And when we travel, whether you travel or not, you should. What I want to say, if you travel, if you decide to travel, I want to give you a piece of advice. Always use one type of mask for each different segment of your trip. So what I'm trying to say, if you are traveling New York through Vegas to LA, those are two segments, and you should have two masks, face covering masks,
Do you
ideally different type.
Yeah, what else do you tell people to carry on the airplane? Hand sanitizer is
I have to tell you, good question. Hand sanitizers, if you forget, don't get stressed out about this because most of the airlines are giving this to you free of charge when you are boarding. Some airlines don't, but you can easily get them. One item which is very important, and I talk about it all the time, is a body thermometer. Don't forget to have that with you. I had a funny story. I traveled at the end of August. I came from Europe back to the US. And my body temperature was taken. I was sitting by the window. We had to fill out the medical forms. And, I guess the moment you get some kind of a form to fill out, your blood pressure, goes up. You get stressed, nervous, and so on, right? Because you are wondering and, waiting for the worst. And what happened, I was in the business class. I got off the plane. I was the first in line. And there were like five tables. Five people waiting for us at five tables, and they were taking our body temperature. The moment I saw them, I said, "Oh my Lord!" You know what I mean? I was already even double stressed out. And you know what happened? This gentleman is telling me, "Miss, your body temperature is elevated." I said, "Oh wow, I have COVID, right?" I mean, the scarcity, the thoughts they went through through my head. Not only this, I looked around, everybody behind me, because I was the first one, of course, heard the news. So rest assured, when I went to collect my luggage, there was no one standing next to me.
Okay, so you
Yes.
carry your own body thermometer too, because different thermometers will read different temperatures, and yours might be different than theirs, correct? That's a great idea to carry a thermometer. Okay, I made the
You
note on that one as
you
well.
should, you should, you should. But this was the one which I didn't have with me. And ever since I took that trip, I said, I'm telling all my clients, everybody about that, because that gives you that, level of comfort, that peace of mind. You can de-stress, you can have a sip of whatever, cold water, go to the bathroom, take a break before you do what you need to do, right? So you need that.
Edita, what about food and eating when you travel?
I was the lucky one. I was traveling business class in almost all those places. There were a few economy, long, short haul flights in the
Yes.
economy class. The food is quite limited in the economy class. In the business class, the meals for international flights were just as normal. What you are not supposed to do is to reach out for food. They are giving you the basket, they are putting on your plate. I'm talking business first class, right? So you're not supposed to touch other things. The cabin crew members will give that stuff to you. You may notice that the refills of water are being provided to you in a new glass or in a new plastic glass, right? A cup, if you will.
Yes.
So there are a few changes. There are a few changes, but food is limited. Just think about it. Keep that in mind.
Okay. So you should pack some stuff, some energy bars, some potato chips, I don't, whatever it is, have some of your own food so you're protected, correct?
Correct, but I always warn everyone I talk to, my clients, avoid salty stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The
When you fly, you
snacks.
get dehydrated, right?
You're getting dehydrated. That's one thing, when you are on the plane, right? The humidity is really low, but you know what the salt does for you? Makes your body swollen, stomach cramps. You are, different things which you don't want to experience. And we sometimes get all of this and we don't know why. But then the answer is avoid as much as you can, those salty peanuts, pretzels, and other things.
Okay, Edita, a lot of people know you because you talk a lot in our industry and about travel and everything else, so that you're not a stranger to spas and salons, but you're part of what you do is writing as well, correct? You've written extensively in our industry, but tell me what's coming up. What do you have going on in the writing phase of your world?
Oh, quite a lot, I have to tell you. In the last 2 months, I've been listed I have like 12 different articles in 12 different magazines. I have five more to come. I'm being featured in the airport magazines as well. Next week, funny thing you asked, is I am recording for The List. Are you familiar with the list, with the TV segments, the list? And they reach out to me, and basically they said, Adita, what can we do about, COVID 12 months later? So I'm recording next week, and I will definitely share once it's live, once the
I
early
love
program.
that. Yes, and we will post for you across the industry as well. What about the duty-free shops and stuff? Can you address that?
Yes, so I'm also writing for magazines, airport-related magazines for the spa industry as well, and also for the duty-free magazines. Yes, I mean, people need help. People need to understand, how to address the needs of the new traveler, new normal traveler, right? The needs are different. They need to pack different things. They need beauty treatments, different type of treatments at the airport, spa salons at the airports. They need help. They are reaching out. They want more and more information, more training, and I'm always happy to provide that to them.
Adita, we've been talking today with Adita Satchel. She runs Satchel Global. What is that the website for you also, correct?
It is satchelglobal.com, or you can go to my personal one, which is editasatchel.com, where
Got
you
it.
can see some information there too.
And that's Edyta Satchel, SATCHELL.com.
.com.
Perfect.
Correct.
Okay. Because people should find you. Your stuff is so poignant and so on point, if I may, today as well. And so it's critically important. Let me back up a sec. So, because our industry, salon, spa, skincare, we travel a lot. In fact, it's funny, I would say last year, but it's now 2 years ago, isn't it? I did about 22 flights myself. The rest of my team probably did another 30. So we are traveling all the time. But different masks for segments of travel, maybe some hand sanitizer, bring your own body thermometer, and pack food that's not salty. Are those some pretty good tips to go forward with, right?
Correct. Don't forget about the plastic bag for the food you will bring from home. A lot of us, we like to bring our own homemade food, whatever it is. Don't forget about the plastic bag. You need it when you go through the security. Your stuff needs to be taken out, and when you go through the security, so you want to avoid any contaminations that may happen by
Yeah.
someone else touching your stuff.
We started by talking about this at the very beginning because I'm telling you, so many people in our industry who said I'm not going to travel are now saying, I wonder when the next show's coming up that I might be able to go to. And your site has a wealth of things that you have written and talk about. And you have a consulting arm to what you do, right? They could hire you for a service to figure out how to manage all the travel aspects.
That's correct. And I work with people individually. So if they want health, wellness, nutrition, travel wellness, mental, health and wellness, I do presentations about that. I work with individuals as well, even because I'm a certified health coach. So I train people and coach people in 12 different aspects of life. And one of them is travel. I love travel. That's my experience. That's my background. But I also work with corporations, with spa salon owners, right? I help them to increase sales and the retail sales and service sales by 300% by tapping into traveling consumers. So I'm showing you how to increase your sales, which is absolutely amazing.
Okay, let's address that for a quick sec, because I'm sorry, I totally forgot you do that. I know you do it the minute you said it, but can you share a couple tips with our listeners on what should they be doing in retail right now? I know about all the cleaning of the products and blah, 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 but past that, what should be happening in retail?
So my very first thing, advice, piece of advice, which I give to spa salons is take a look at your list of your clients. Start having conversations with people who come to your salon. Start asking about where are you going this summer? Are you planning traveling this summer? Think about that. And you will learn there are a lot of business travelers who have not stopped traveling. So what you will do, you will have a conversation about the upcoming travel. Ask them where are they going? What do they need? That will sparkle so many ideas for you, and you will start selling products in a totally different way, your retail products, in a totally different way that you've done before. It's, you will be selling, like I said, 300% increase with all the strategies and tactics that I talk about.
Edita, you bring up a fabulous point, which follows our entire industry, which is if you ask your client, they'll generally tell you, right? But we have to ask them that question, especially when it comes to retail. And if you've got your shelves filled with retail products, you still need to turn those things over, right? It's the only way you're going to make money in the front of the house is by selling more retail. So I love the reach out. In fact, it'd be a great email campaign, right? Where are you planning to travel this summer? People would be very engaged in knowing that. Can people call you or reach out to you through your website for a consultation?
Yes, please. Absolutely. I offer free consultations, feel free strategy sessions. I'm here to help. I know we all need help, and I'm here to support all the businesses that need my help, of course.
Okay, my last question. Do you have any form of spa channel show on your schedule coming up?
In terms of
what? Are you going anywhere? Do you, any trade shows that are coming up? Do you have anything on your calendar?
Yes,
April, May,
yes.
When?
August. I'm planning for August, a big one of the biggest events in the business beauty industry. Yes, I'm planning to be there in August. Mm-hmm.
Good. Is that Vegas, right?
Yes.
Is that Cosmoprof or one of the other shows, right?
Yes.
I love that show. Okay, you and I are going to have a cocktail there, okay?
Oh, nice. Excellent. I'm looking forward to it.
We've been speaking with Edita Satchel today. She runs Satchel Global, what is it? Travel and Wellness. I'll get the whole thing one of these days, Edita. You know that. She is a wealth of information. For our listeners, please reach out to her. You can go to editasatchel.com, set up a consultation with her. Every time I get with you, Edita, I learn something new about travel, and I call myself a seasoned traveler. But the world's turning, right? It's not the same thing it was a year ago.
That's correct. That's correct. And Alan, I'm telling you, you need to watch the list once the episode is, you know, live, and because I will be talking about all the new changes in the travel during COVID, post-COVID.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, I'm excited, and you know, we can't wait to see you come out with that too, and I hope it'll be soon. So Edita, thank you a ton for spending time with us today.
Alan, really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. And friends, please remember, be kind to one another.